This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hong Kong streets once again filled with hundreds of thousands of protesters Sunday against protesting against a controversial legislative bill that would allow for extradition to China. The protest comes after Hong Kong authorities suspended the proposal indefinitely. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
A show of force by protesters in Hong Kong after authorities suspended but did not kill a controversial extradition bill. Their message, just pausing the bill isn't good enough. Many are concerned the bill means they risk being extradited to China with its politicized judicial system. Edwin Chung is a Hong Kong resident.
This is an end game. This is almost like an overnight change of Hong Kong. If this bill is being passed, it would change Hong Kong forever.
There was a real question if the decision to suspend the proposal would help satisfy protester demands. After today's turnout, it's clear that many are still unhappy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Protesters are also calling for the city's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam, to step down. Many blame her for the violence that erupted during protests last week. Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay have suffered a widespread blackout that was attributed to a massive failure in the region's electrical grid. That came on Sunday. Argentina-based distributor Edesur said Sunday that parts of Chile and Brazil had outages as well. At mid-afternoon, nearly half of Argentina's 44 million people were still powerless. Uruguay's energy company blamed the collapse on a flaw in the Argentine network, and Edesur said the failure began around 7 a.m. local time. The cause is still unclear. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India has hiked tariffs on 28 goods imported from the United States as a trade spat between the two countries intensifies. The move came days after Washington removed New Delhi from its list of countries with preferential access to U.S. trade. Experts fear the growing tensions could endanger the India-U.S. strategic partnership that aims to counter China's growing influence in the region. Beginning Sunday, the American goods that take higher tariffs include almonds, apples, walnuts, chickpeas, and lentils, as well as some stainless steel. The newest member of Britain's royal family got a bit of the spotlight Sunday as his parents celebrated American Father's Day with a social media post. AP's Soraya Shakely reports.
The sepia-toned photo posted on the royal couple's Instagram feed shows a baby cradled in Harry's arms and clutching his father's finger. The post is captioned, "Happy Father's Day," and wishing a very special first Father's Day to the Duke of Sussex. The couple posted a picture of the baby's feet when Mother's Day was celebrated in the US last month to mark Meghan's first as a mom. The baby hadn't yet been born when the UK had its Mother's Day this year. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor was born on the 6th of May and is seventh in line to the British throne. Zaria Shakili, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump says two of the country's top newspapers will probably go out of business when he leaves office. In tweets on Sunday, Trump said the New York Times and the Washington Post are, in his words, a disgrace to the country and the enemy of the people. He said when he leaves the White House, both papers will probably go out of business and be forever gone. It was not immediately clear what prompted his attack on the newspapers. Late on Saturday evening, he accused the New York Times of treason for publishing a story saying the United States has stepped up its online attacks on Russia's power grid. Trump regularly accuses both news outlets of publishing what he calls fake news. He also hinted Sunday that the American people might want him to stay in power longer than two terms, which is the constitutional limit on the office of the president. In the United States, the battle to contain the worst measles outbreak in 27 years has a new front. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Of the 170 camps in Sullivan County, north of New York City, 139 of them are Orthodox Jewish. And with that community hit hardest by the measles outbreak, Sullivan County spokesman Dan Hoost says they've taken the extra step to make vaccinations mandatory for all campers and staff.
Our greatest fear, of course, is that it would magnify into a much larger outbreak.
The public health order from Sullivan County, as well as a similar order in Orange County, have been challenged in court. But legal experts believe those cases will have to be withdrawn, given New York's removal of religious exemptions for vaccination.
This is VOA News.
B-O-F-A-1. All the hits and more. B-O-F-A-1. The best music now.